Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
First time in 25 years we have ever played Neil Diamond. Because last night Michael Kelly texted me and requested it. And I said, yeah, dude, what song you want? He said, Cherry Cherry. I'm like, okay, done. Easy peasy.
I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah, I guess I'm not like a big Neil Diamond fan by any means, and I guess I didn't realize this was him, but yeah. You see it on the radio all the time, and I was grooving as a child.
Neil Diamond, to me, is the Dave Matthews of his era, that you like him until you meet someone who loves him. And then you're like, okay, I'm just going to back away slowly here. Yeah, I've got a few friends who are a little too into Neil Diamond. So. I'm sure I'm like that, though. Like, someone offhandedly says something about Bigfoot, I'm just like, sink my claws into them. Yeah. Like, oh, let me talk to you for 3 hours.
Let us get through the details.
So hopefully you guys were with us yesterday for KMOX Day. We're all kind of hungover, not because we drank, just because it was such a big day and so many moving parts and so much on the line. I was telling everyone afterwards, I loved my 2 hours with Charlie and Costas and John Goodman, and people were very complimentary of it. And I said, I have never felt more like a point guard playing with LeBron and Kobe. Yeah. And all I have to do is not screw it up.
Yeah, just don't dribble off your foot.
Just don't cause a turnover.
That's it.
So it was really good. Listened once I went home in the afternoon and listened, and I loved your interview with Deardorff.
God, was that good.
Oh man, he's a treasure.
He's amazing, and you know, he and Bernie have known each other for decades, so you know, Bernie starts right off by giving him a little dig about his hockey broadcasting, which was awesome. Because that set off a couple of great things. First, he got Dan to say dumbass on the air, which was great. But also kicked off a couple of other, like, origin stories about Dan. And not just how he got started here and all of that, because, you know, he told that too. But his origin story with the Big Red. How he had never met a single person with the football Cardinals before they drafted him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's a different time. Now they've gone through your life. You've had 5 interviews, you know, the whole deal. Pretty great.
What a talented guy.
Dude, you're not even kidding, man.
Elite athlete.
I mean, Hall of Famer. Hall of Fame football player.
Legitimately funny.
He hilarious.
He is legitimately funny.
I wonder if he ever had chances to do, like, the Euchre stuff, like TV stuff.
Yeah.
Like shows, not broadcasting, because he did that.
Yeah,
I mean, a national broadcaster for years, obviously, you know, here too. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Yeah. Rachel, what are some of your favorite parts of yesterday?
I mean, the best part was just seeing how happy everybody was. That was genuinely my favorite part.
It really was.
I was mostly running around behind the scenes, so I didn't hear that big of a chunk of the on-air product. The good news is, though, is we have podcasted like the entire day.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can go listen to that. Just go to KMOX.com, and there should be a landing page there for you for the entire anniversary. And then I think we're going to play it again.
Yeah, it's going to be all day Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's starting early in the morning, running all the way until it ends.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. Good, good.
Yeah, Dave, that was really cool. We got Amy texted, mentioned on the stream, having Costas and John Goodman live at the same time was awesome.
Oh, that was really cool.
How great was that?
If I have a better moment in the next 10 years, I don't know what that would take.
Yeah.
And it was so great because it was so great. Like, have... Costas is pretty much a guarantee.
He's a layup, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
John can be a little bit chicken or feathers.
Oh,
you know, like whether he's in a good mood, bad mood, he knew about it, he didn't know about it. And he was in a good mood and he was laughing and Costas was laughing. You never hear Costas laugh. He's always very in control.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he was telling that story and like a junior high kid laughing his way through it, and then Goodman is guffawing.
Yeah,
I mean, you can see me on the video. I'm just like, this is great.
Yeah, he's just like looking at the camera going, you believe this?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Pretty cool. And I got to meet a bunch of OGs who I'd never met. I'd never met Wendy Weiss.
Okay,
yeah,
she was
cool.
She was delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just seeing like Carol and Charlie and Kevin Colleen, you know, having people we used to work with come back in, that was really nice too.
Yeah.
Super fun day, but I had just such a hard time like calming down when I got home.
Yeah.
I felt like because it was just such like a social day and you're just going the whole time. And then it's like, well, I'm home now. And
I texted Rach. I got home about 3:30 and I was by myself and I texted her. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm really anxious.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you need me to call you? I'm like, no, I think it's just the juxtaposition.
It's coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of just being here and and then silence.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah, that was great.
Do you want to jump right into the political stuff? I feel like we kind of need to talk about the president and sedition and whatnot. So let me start over. Let me take a minute with this. What I want to do is kind of take this apart the way we did the other day with the proof and the evidence thing. So six Democrat politicians did an ad, which I have here. It's 90 seconds. We can listen to it if you want to, or you can trust me to tell you what it says. And it's basically these politicians who are all veterans reminding the military of the United States that you do not have to follow an illegal order. You can refuse an illegal order. And the president's response, which we've all seen by now, I think, was this is sedition, punishable by death. And then someone tweeted, hang them, and he retweeted that. So he's, you know, wearing that he liked someone saying we should hang these six Democrats. So, again, I can play this if you want, but trust me, none of them ever say that you should defy orders. They are reminding them that they took an oath to the Constitution, not to a person, and that they can and should refuse to comply with illegal orders. Caroline Leavitt, and we have the sound of this too, said the opposite. She said they said to the millions of military in the United States that they should defy legal orders. And of course, the reporter said, that's not true. They said legal orders. She said, no, they didn't. They said legal orders. Now, I want to be fair about this. Do I think that doing that on the part of the Democrats was a little bit of a D move? Yeah. Do I think that it was necessary? No, because I, for one, trust the members of the U.S. military from Buck Private all the way up to the Joint Chiefs. I trust them to know and to figure out what is a legal and illegal order. I don't miss sleep at night that that's going to happen. I think Donald Trump has been trolled. I think the Democrats did this sort of like Lucy in the football, that we're going to say something accurate and true, like, hey, military, your oath is to the Constitution and you can refuse illegal orders. But it's going to really punch Trump in the nuts. And he's going to have an overreaction, which he did, with this is sedition, which it's never sedition to remind the military that they support the Constitution and they don't have to follow legal orders. That's just a truism. They're stating facts. No lie detected. But I do think it was kind of a jerk move of them to do. I think that it was unnecessary. I think that they trolled him. I think they trolled him effectively. And they got him to say another crazy thing about maybe we should hang some Democrat senators. Thoughts?
I think you nailed it. I mean, I don't know if they did it on purpose. I tend to not want to give them enough credit for thinking that far in advance. I'd agree basically with everything you said. There are fair criticisms of what they did. You can say, look, that's totally unnecessary and insulting to all the generals and senior right. officers out there who, you know, you're acting like they haven't done their jobs. I think there's a really good pushback on that to say, look, man, they know, and the senior officers know, and they're the ones that will make sure that they're, you know, that they're the people under their command know you don't need to be doing this. I think that's a really good point. I agree with you. It was a publicity stunt. I think it was done. I don't think there's any reason to have done it at this point. I haven't seen Agreed. Anything that says, and the courts are also handling like the deployments of the National Guard and all that. So again, not necessary at this point. But maybe that lends credence to your theory about them just trolling the president. But what they did do, what they did say is true. It's unnecessary. It's like me saying, hey, Dave, don't go cross the street when cars are coming.
Right.
Right. Like it's kind of a jerk move.
Yeah.
But it is nothing but the truth, and it's not legal simply because a president says it is. We know that for a fact, that there's no person that is above the Constitution and above the law, because if you are, then you are a dictatorship.
Yeah.
And we're not. But if you're at that point where you're arguing that one person's decision is the law, well, then you're arguing for an autocrat. That's Putin. Right. That's what you have in China. That's what you have in North Korea. So we obviously don't want that. We don't have that. But his reaction is ridiculous. But yeah. His reaction to everything's ridiculous. There's no nuance. There's no. Yeah. OK, that was stupid, because there's plenty to attack there. There's plenty to go like, listen, you dummies, you don't trust these guys. I think the better play politically would have been you just insulted all of the senior officers in the military. What are you doing? Do you not trust them? Do you not think that they know their jobs?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That would have been the move.
That would have been a win. Big win.
Yes. How dare you question the ethics of our warfighters?
Absolutely.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Not sedition, we should hang on.
Yeah.
And as a lawyer, I will admit, I couldn't define for you an illegal order, because a judge just ruled that the president's orders sending the National Guard, who count,
right,
into D.C. was illegal.
Right.
So, fair-minded person could say, President Trump gave an illegal order to the military.
Yeah.
However, I don't know how much of the mens rea, which is his state of mind, goes into it.
Right.
Did he know it was illegal?
Right.
Was it sort of a 50-50 but proposition?
Also, it was...
Personally, I wouldn't count that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count that as an illegal order.
Because it's easy to undo. Well, I think what we're talking about are things that cannot be undone.
Yes.
Fire on those protesters
yes.
would be clearly.
Yes.
No. So I think the rule is, I don't know the exact wording, but I would bet that the rule is very clearly illegal. Not maybe, not on a nuance, not on a detail, but like this is, you can't undo this, would be probably that line.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't get why this is hard. You know, we've spent what is it now? More than 80 years talking about just following orders not being a good defense, right? I mean, you know, if you want to argue that all those German soldiers, the Nazi soldiers, just did their jobs, well, I think we all know that the world ruled on that, and we agreed because we fought them.
Yeah. Rach, any thoughts?
I mean, I think it's a little, I think some of these congresspeople are being pretty disingenuous in the interviews they're giving.
Yeah, like, completely agree.
Like Representative Jason Crow, who was an Army Ranger, and like all the respect in the world to him for the sacrifice he has made, but he's been on a tear doing all these interviews and just like, talking about President Trump, what are you talking about? We just made an innocent video. It's like, you guys are clearly, like, why did you release this now and not in 2023?
Yeah.
But I think the main thing comes down to a huge problem I have with the current administration. And that's the fact that we have a president who has very little emotional control, and he lashes out emotionally so frequently. And I don't know how you could look at his response to that video and claim that it was unemotional, like it's all caps and it's put to death, blah, blah, blah. And it's the same thing with the Quiet Piggy video from earlier in the week. Like, to me, the most disturbing part of that was the fact that I was watching someone who clearly was just snapping and couldn't help themselves and just had to be mean and nasty in that moment, because I don't think he knows how to just bite his tongue. I don't know that he's capable of it. And, you know, if all you're doing is running a corporation or working at a Target, that's fine. But when you're leading the free world, I do want you to have a little bit more of an ability to pause and think and be thoughtful in your reactions.
Do you have that Caroline Levitt sound there about the frankness? Do you have one?
Andrew, which one is this?
Cut number 6, bottom of the screen.
Okay.
So this is Caroline Levitt.
I only have 5 cuts.
Sorry, cut number 5. Bottom of the screen.
This is Caroline Levitt answering questions about Quiet Piggy. And I thought maybe she could say, he was saying Peggy, or he was referring to the fact that she was butting in or something like that. But here's what she said.
What did the president mean when he called a reporter Piggy?
Look, the president is very frank and honest with everyone in this room. You've all seen it yourself. You've all experienced it yourselves, and I think it's one of the many reasons that the American people reelected this president, because of his frankness.
No, I mean, I think some people like that about him. That's always been my biggest problem with the president, is the fact that he speaks without thinking, and it turns into huge problems a lot of the time.
Yeah, my issue with what she said was, oh, so he's just being frank and honest.
Well, this is what we love about him. Well, and then
I mean, that's what she's saying, right? Yeah. She's saying, well, she's a piggy. I mean,
so, and she is the White House's mouthpiece. So that does feel like an acknowledgement of the fact that he did call a woman a pig in front of the gaggle of reporters. But the funny thing is, you hop on social media and everyone's like, he was saying Peggy. It's as clear as day. Like, no, the White House admitted that he called her a pig. A
lot of bots there, though.
Yeah, but it's just like, why do we do this?
Because the purpose is simple. It's just to keep everybody fighting. That is the entire point of the online world like that.
Lots of comments coming in on the stream. Thank you guys for that. Crimson Deathbed, haven't seen you before. Welcome, says, the scary thing about democracy is that a society can vote itself into a dictatorship. That's a pretty smart thought.
I'm not sure. Has that happened?
Well, I think she just means like it can become
authoritarian. For sure.
Yeah. I'd like to direct you towards a little something called the Galactic Senate.
And, actually, you know what? That maybe the example is Rome. Or, I mean, I know there are probably more recent ones, but I mean,
let's clear this up. John says Thursday's show is not on Spotify. Podcast is that coming soon? Yesterday's show will only be on as the KMOX anniversary, right?
Yeah.
It won't be in our typical
Yeah, slot. It won't be on the DGS page.
Yeah, John, we didn't have a usual show yesterday.
Yeah.
We did special programming for the 100th anniversary of KMOX.
Yeah, a double kick drum by the river in the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Short little segment here. Oh, this is the dumbest thing ever, but I just didn't know the answer to this. So I saw a story where Keanu Reeves was burgled and they took a bunch of his stuff, including some really expensive watches.
Ooh, I hope they didn't mess with his dog.
Well, and then they paid him off, and then they found them. They recovered them. Does he have to pay back the insurance company?
I don't know.
I don't either. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I would guess yes. That would be my bet. Right?
That would suck.
Ah, you're Keanu Reeves. For us, it would suck.
For a normie, it would suck because you probably already...
You're like, dang it. Yeah, I've already spent that money or I've already put it somewhere. Yeah, and Keanu Reeves is like, here, let me pull out my wallet. It's in there. I got that much money in my pocket.
So NASA has come out and said, okay, it's clear now. 3i Atlas is a comet. Everything about it says comet. It's a comet. And Avi, our boy, Avi Loeb at Harvard, is not giving up the ghost. He's like, there are 12 reasons it's not a comet, and you aren't the, you know. So it's like, I love Avi. He's our friend. But it's interesting watching from the sidelines. I hope this doesn't cost him his...
Oh, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so. It's an interesting thing, right? I mean, let me ask this bigger, and this has nothing to do with the current administration and who's appointed head NASA. This is just thinking of big picture. If it wasn't, do you think NASA would ever just flat out say that's not a comet?
Good point.
In any time, not just now. Do you think that they would do it unless they could say what it was? I don't know. I mean, maybe they would. Maybe they would just be like, yeah, that's totally a alien spaceship.
Yeah, it's a good point. If it was an alien spaceship, I doubt they're coming out today saying, Avi Loeb's right. It's a spaceship. Wanna play with the mother kids in the sun. Welcome back, guys. DGS 133. Happy Friday. It's been a long way. What do you guys think of this? I'm going to get a little bit of this wrong, but... our government is either using or about to use something called predictive intelligence, where they track vehicles in the country over a period of time and use an algorithm that if the travel looks suspicious, like it might have something to do with a crime or illegal immigration, then they will come... have a talk with you.
Do they have a precog in a water tank somewhere?
Exactly. Exactly.
What makes you look like you're driving like a crimer?
Yeah, I guess, say for example, every day I drove from St. Louis to Wichita, Kansas, and parked somewhere that they thought, oh, there are drug dealers here, and then I drove back, they would the algorithm would flag that.
Mm-mm.
And say, you might want to talk to this Dave Glover guy. Mm. We think he might be a drug runner.
Mm-mm.
So they doing this to everyone's car?
No, I think it's just like the great eye in the sky is just clocking as many cars as they possibly can.
Mm-mm.
And say that your license plate is in the system range. And then you go somewhere else, and then you go somewhere else. And the algorithm, the artificial intelligence, flags that and says, check out Rachel Zimmerman.
Yeah, that seems highly illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a surveillance state.
To surveil someone, you need to have, like, a court order, right? You have to have...
To tap someone.
Yeah, but to specifically surveil someone and follow them, you have to have some kind of probable cause. You can't just be like, well, they drove weird.
Well, you should. I would guess that a cop could follow me if he wanted to. He might get in trouble, but I don't think he has to have like a warrant or anything like that. But
I mean, this is using video surveillance.
Yes,
video surveillance, you'd have to have a warrant or some kind of court order that allows it.
Don't know.
I mean, they can't just like come to your house and video you going in and out of your house.
Yeah, I'm.
Unless
I'm
it's all about
this.
Getting in the house, I don't know. Yeah, let's not do this at all.
The only one for it is Andrew.
I think it's fine. No, I mean, I am not a believer in these kind of technologies. Not in that I have a moral objection, which I guess I do. I have an objection that none of this crap will ever work. You know, a lot of that stuff, I have a very, like, prove it. Yeah. Show me. I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, like, think about it. How are you going to prove who's in the car?
Yeah.
Great question.
I will believe it when I see it.
I mean, you could say, well, we saw you getting in. Well, you're not seeing me while I'm in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it looks like this is specifically Border Patrol heading this up.
Yeah. It's mostly an immigration thing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care what it is. If it's there, it can be used for something else.
True.
And then we are putting our trust in people who we never see, we don't know, who do not have to answer publicly for their actions. Nope, thanks. Nope.
Also, I thought this was really interesting. Remember when we have talked about people that have no internal monologue, people who can't picture a red apple with a worm in it, that kind of stuff? This is kind of along those lines. Have you ever heard people talk about hearing a hum? Or a city hearing a hum or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a condition that 1 in 50 people have where their whole life they hear this very low frequency hum. And it kind of drives them crazy. It's not tinnitus. It's not in their ears, or at least it doesn't feel like it's in their ears. It feels like it's in the environment. And they were interviewing a bunch of these people, and it was really interesting. Like, it drives some of them crazy.
Sounds awful.
I just wonder, is there anyone out there on the stream... Got to have more than 50, who experiences this. I don't. I don't think any of you guys do.
No.
I'm surprised I don't, because I usually have those weird things.
You're going to start thinking you're hearing it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, is that a noise? Is that a hum? You're going to hear the air conditioner come on. And you're like, oh my God.
Then I had a thought last night, which I thought was going to be one of my typical gummy stupid thoughts. But this morning, I think it still makes sense to me. Isn't it weird to the point of offensive that we make such a big deal about taste? You know, there are people who literally make their livings trying to tell you what your taste should be. Oh, you like that kind of music? Oh, you like art? I was watching the TikTok last night about the Klimt painting that went for $236 million and people debating like, well, it's not worth that and it's this and it's that. Dude, everyone's different. Everyone has different taste in music, art, food. So who are you? And I don't care who you are, what your pedigree is or how fancy you are. Who are you to tell me I should like something more than the thing I like? Peanut butter probably tastes different to me than it does you. I may really like this food and you hate it. I may love Jackson Pollock and you think it's just nonsense. What is more important to your taste and your choices than what's inside your own head?
Nothing.
Right. So why do we give anyone, I mean, I understand people giving suggestions. Oh, you like metal. Maybe you would like this.
Right.
Oh, Andrew, you're into K-pop. Maybe you would enjoy that. That I get. But any sort of judgment or crappiness, it just seems like.
Well, then it gets really funny because a lot of times people who have been able to make a living telling other people what they should like or dislike then get super salty at like the rise of amateurs doing that on social media and how popular they can become. It's like, no, you have to come to me because I'm the real expert. Well, who made you the expert?
Yeah.
Like, did you get a bachelor's degree in whatever you're criticizing? I mean, the whole thing is like, you don't want to think about it too much because it might drive you crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And I think it's a perfectly valid thing and job to be like an art professor and teach me why this person was so good or how this was so innovative. I get that. But if I don't like the banana tape to the wall and I don't think it's worth $20 million, like, what are you going to tell me?
Well, I think we can judge the person who bought the banana.
Boy, nothing bothers him more than that banana.
he doesn't like to see a banana go to waste.
Yeah, yeah, eat that damn thing.
Also, I don't know if any of you guys have seen this, but Charlie Kirk's head of security did the Sean Ryan show.
Oh.
Have you guys seen this?
No, but I know Sean's show.
Who's Sean Ryan?
He's a big
Navy
podcaster,
SEAL,
Navy SEAL.
Former Navy SEAL.
Okay.
It is fascinating. It is fascinating. This guy, his head of defense, is one of the most believable people I've ever seen. Like, I watched about an hour of it last night, and everything he said, I believe. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm a rube. But the guy just seemed to have a lot. You can tell when someone's lying. And I don't think he was. And this little graphic warning, but he walked all the way through it. Evidently, the local police had said they were going to be monitoring the roofs, so that's why they weren't paying attention to that, and then they didn't. And then talked about what the bullet did and why there is no exit wound. Talked about the drive to the hospital and the fact that Charlie, his eyes seemed to look dead, although when they got to the hospital, they found a pulse and worked on him for a while, and that the ER doctor said Charlie could have been shot in the OR and he would not have survived this.
Right.
But it was just, you know, because it's been so much conspiracy and this and that and Candace Owens, and this guy could be lying. I don't know, but he fooled me if he was lying. But check it out and see what you guys think, because it was really interesting and very sad. Like, he was very emotional about it. You know, whether you like Charlie Kirk or you don't like Charlie Kirk, this guy loved him and was very dedicated to him. You know, he was like his Andrew, right? And it was just so human. It just brought it down to a human level, regardless of who this person was. And like Matt Pauly's story about being in the hospital and being all covered in blood and that insurance person taking care of him, he said that he was literally covered in blood from head to toe. Sopped, and he was standing guard outside of the room they had Charlie in, and this nurse came up, took him by the hand, led him into a room, and washed him off.
Nice.
Isn't that just, yeah. So that impressed me. I typically don't consume a lot of stuff like that. It's just not what I'm into, but I like the Sean Ryan show, and that was really something.
Yeah, I'm just checking out this YouTube channel now because I was not sure who Sean Ryan
was. It's a lot
of
war stories.
A lot of war stuff.
He has a lot of special operators on, and not just that. I mean, he does a lot of different things, but there's a lot of like Navy SEAL stories and things along those lines, like things that they did out and, you know, when they're on duty, for example.
I mean, the thing about like the police were going to cover the roof. I mean, I wonder at what point you start getting security as a podcaster,
right,
as a media personality.
Right.
I wonder at what point the security starts evaluating threats like
yes,
the kind he was under. Because, you know, I just the media circles we run in, I don't know anyone who's under that level. So, I mean, well, I'd say it's got to be a political thing,
right? Like, if you're not doing politics, you probably don't need it.
Well, I'm sure political people get an amount of death threats that's completely beyond what we're used to.
He had 12 security people with him that day, which was about a fourth more than they usually have. Because they said they had no specific threats, but they just didn't like the vibe. Mm. They were afraid that something was going to happen. Okay. You guys seem hard to entertain today.
No, not at all. In fact, yesterday was a lot of fun, but I also like getting back to being normal.
Yeah,
feels good to do a normal show.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to get Bob Costas and John Goodman on for you people again. So. What was that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I guess this song that I'm trying to play is not working.
Maybe that's just how the song goes.
It just glitches over and over.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that song before. I love that song.
It's from the Glitchverse.
It does do that. It does do that like 4 times.
I have more random thoughts.
Random.
Okay. This isn't a random thought. This is a new study, and I don't quite understand it. I present you guys so much half-assed stuff. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, 30 years from now when they have the 130th anniversary of KMOX and they talk about me being an OG, they'll be like, that guy made stuff up all the time. He just, he had so little information.
Here's half the story.
Here's what I think it is. But there's a new story out from doctors, scientists, saying that we have a sense in our fingertips that they did not know about before. This is a weird one. We have a way, it sounds so made up, we have a way of sensing objects in granular material. So they take like blocks and stuff and put it under the sand. And then you just run your hand across the sand, we evidently have the ability 80% of the time or something like that to go, there it is. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Say that you're in a sandbox. We don't know how big that is.
Yeah.
And there are three blocks hidden in there. 80% of the time, these people could just run their hands across it and go, it's right there.
Damn.
Whatever you're about to say, I don't know.
I must not have that. I lost a lot of little army dudes in my sandbox when I was a kid.
And I wonder what other applications you would have of that. What else that would allow you
to do?
Does
it matter what the thing is? Like, is it made of?
Doesn't seem so.
Okay.
It seems to have more with it being granular. And I don't know whether it needs to be coarse like sand or if it could be soft like flour. It's
or
just
dirt.
Or dirt. Yeah.
Mm.
Pretty weird though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why do we need metal detectors then?
Yeah. Just get out there on your hands and knees.
Go out there. What if your hands made noise when they did that?
Any of you guys ever have a metal detector?
Mm-mm.
Still do.
You do?
I have my childhood metal detector.
Huh.
It was from the Shack, Rach.
Oh, Radio
from
Shack.
Radio Shack. It was, I'm sure, cheap, but I used to use it all the time. You can imagine a little like 10-year-old Dave with a metal detector. And I found it when we were clearing out my mom's house, and I brought it home, so I still got it.
What's the coolest thing you found with it?
I don't think I ever found anything cool. Like, I think I found some coins. I found quite a few washers. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For some reason, we were lousy with washers.
How'd they fit those things in the ground?
When we were a kid. Yeah.
Some big holes.
Yeah.
Wait, not those washers.
I know. And
Was it like Radio Shack brand?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
Do they constantly beep or just when they go over something? Like, they're quiet until they go.
Until you go over something.
And then it goes, beep.
Yeah.
You can shop online at Radio Shack again these days.
They've got a website. Still going strong, huh?
I don't know if it's going strong.
Strong might be a little.
The brand is available for you to shop from. I don't know how many stores. I don't think any like real retail stores are still open. There might be a couple of franchises that are hanging on. I wonder if the one in Jerseyville is still open because that was always a franchise.
No hate, Rach, but that place was always so ridiculously priced.
Rude.
God, every time I went there, it was like, what are we talking about,
Thanks
man?
Thanks for nothing, Rach.
Rude. Super rude.
Well, I mean,
I said no hate.
It was a good option in, like, 2009, though, because that was before people would order things online. Like, I remember in those days being like, order online? I don't even know how to do that. That's going to be so expensive.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon is the reason that places like Radio Shack largely ceased
to exist. Like Best Buy and those, like, Circuit City also came along. They were pretty...
But you can buy a fuse.
How long do we have here, Rach?
1 minute.
Okay, this is perfect for 1 minute. 2001 Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Kubrick,
mm-hmm.
Most of us have seen it. There are space shots and there are shots of Earth. We didn't know what the Earth looked like from space when that was made.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what?
We didn't find out until later that year, in 1968.
Oh, yeah.
What the Earth looked like from space.
Okay.
So they just guessed.
And they guessed pretty well.
They guessed pretty well, but it's too blue.
Yeah.
It's too cloudy. They thought that the atmosphere would be thicker, and I just never knew that.
Man, that's such an incredible film. Just the visuals, the fact that that was the 60s, it looks better than a ton of movies look today.
Yeah, yeah. And to know now that they didn't, and isn't just that fact that when I was 4 years old, we had not seen the Earth from space.
Well, the first person who went to space was 1961, according to...
But I don't think they took pictures or anything.
Computer. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go.
I wonder
you
if...
think they got back home, they were like, darn it. We didn't
look at the
camera.
The film got exposed.
I could have been fooled by a TikTok. So again, this could be a Dave half-assed story.
You're like, I left my phone. Right as I was getting on the flight, I realized I didn't have my phone.
Don't!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.